Welcome to the Covenant Journey Podcast. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love of our Lord Jesus as we explore the timeless treasures of the Bible. Join us now as we explore God's Word.
Welcome to the Covenant Journey Bible Podcast. I'm Matt Staver, founder of Covenant Journey. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 21 and following. These verses have a startling message, and when I first read those when I was much younger, I wondered how in the world could this happen? Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. It says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons, and in your name do mighty works.' Then I will tell them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity.'" It's a powerful statement, and it's a warning. These individuals, according to what Jesus is describing, are people who use religious language. They say, "Lord, Lord." They actually claim to prophesy in the name of the Lord. They claim to actually cast out demons using the Lord's name. They claim to actually have done many mighty works. And they come to him in this story. At the end, it says, on that day, when they actually cry out and say, "Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? In your name cast out demons, and in your name do mighty works? Surely we should be admitted in. Surely we should be part of your kingdom." But the startling message to them is, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you people who work evil." It's a powerful statement, and it is a requirement that we ponder this to understand, how could this happen? How could people who use religious language actually even participate in religious fellowship, talk religious language, and appear religious, not actually be a follower of the Lord Jesus, but indeed be an iniquity worker? And it's a real challenge for each of us to think about our own lives. You know, we've seen certain people in the last few years who are religious leaders, and I'm going to put that in quotes, who actually have come forth and said that they have changed their mind about the Bible, or they've changed their mind about being a Christian. In fact, one particular person said he changed his mind and he's not a Christian anymore. Interestingly, in his statement where he comes out and says that he's no longer a Christian, he actually says that when he was young, his parents told him that he gave his life to the Lord, but he says he doesn't ever remember it. How can you never remember that time? How is it? Perhaps it was something that happened when you were very young. But what you can remember is a time in which you ultimately made the Lord Jesus real, not just your parents' religion, not just because you went to church to follow mom and dad or even friends, but because you ultimately have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't need to be an Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus kind of encounter, but it needs to be a time in your life when you actually contemplate your life and ultimately find out and realize that religion is not what is at issue. We're not talking about religious people or religious practices. That's religion. The relationship with Jesus Christ is not religion. We oftentimes refer to it as religion. But religious people, I think, is what is being described in this, not people who have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I've encountered some that obviously can use religious language. But in reality, when there is that testing time, or in reality, when you find out that they're not as deep in their faith as you think they are, because it's all external, what is missing is that personal pressing in to the Lord Jesus Christ. So take a look at your own life. It's not about going to church, although certainly fellowship is important. It's not about using religious language, although certainly you'll use language of faith when your mind is transformed and your appetites and your desires and what you want to see and what you want to hear and where you want to be is transformed. But it's about a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, chapter 7 says, "Everyone, therefore, who hears these words of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell great, and its fall was great." It happened when Jesus had finished saying these things that the multitudes were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them with authority, not like the scribes that they were used to. His teaching had power in it. I have someone that I've known since the 1980s and 90s, very strong pro-life individual. And eventually, over time, through different kinds of personal encounters with people or circumstances, he began to change his views on both the sanctity of human life and even LGBT and marriage between a man and a woman. Obviously, when you go back and you look at his story, one of the things that is very clear in his life is that, and he actually admits this, that he ultimately received accolades from individuals. And much of what he did externally was self-aggrandizement, focusing on himself, putting himself at the center of things. And so he ultimately began to use these different ideas, these different subjects that he was focused on, as political tools to manipulate people for his own good, according to what he says. What is very clear is that in his now statements and his subsequent opinions, he never references the Word of God. So Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 is really a wake-up call to all of us, not to have external faith, but have an internal transformation and a personal encounter with Jesus Christ, a personal encounter with the Father who created all things. Through him, all things are held together. A personal encounter with your Creator who knows you intimately and wants an intimate daily relationship with you. Read his word because it is powerful. Pray when you begin to read his word that what is written will ultimately transform your lives. As you're trying to interpret the word, pray that it actually interprets you, changes you. As you're seeking the meaning, pray that it ultimately impacts you. Pray in where you are, on your knees, when you're driving. Pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to words that actually bring you closer to our Lord and press into that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Make sure that your faith is grounded on a foundation like rock. So when the troubles come, when the testing arrives, you won't fail, but you'll be able to ultimately hear those words, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." For more information, visit Covenant Journey's website. That's covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to the Covenant Journey podcast. We hope that we have informed, inspired, and encouraged you to deepen your faith, knowledge, and love for our Lord Jesus as we've explored the Word of God. Visit covenantjourney.org, where you can obtain additional notes and information to enhance your study of the Scriptures. The website again is covenantjourney.org. You can also email us at cj@covenantjourney.org. Share this podcast with your friends. Visit covenantjourney.org.